Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Tribune podcast. My name is Stefan Minkowski and today I join you from Leverkusen. Now, if you've never been to Leverkusen, it's a 15-minute train journey from the centre of Cologne. And although it's very close to one of the biggest cities in Germany, in terms of football, in terms of the Bundesliga, it's an entirely different district. If you're still a little confused where you are when you pull up at Leverkusen Mitte train station, you need only look across the tracks at the sprawling industrial complex that dominates the town. And if you're still not sure, you quickly notice the huge wire display above the factory that commandingly assures you that you're staring at the headquarters of chemical and pharmaceutical giant Bayer. The huge sign even lights up in the evening for miles to see. Now, just a few miles down the road from the pharmaceutical giants is, of course, one of the Bundesliga's major football clubs, Bayer Leverkusen. Today, I'm here in Leverkusen to speak to Jochen Rothaus, the club's Director of Marketing and Communications, and the very man behind the branding of one of the biggest clubs in German football. Now, in the last episode of Tribune, myself and Ross Dunbar spoke to Martin Drust of St. Pauli, a football club that very much tries to sell itself a certain way. Leverkusen, formed and owned by one of the biggest companies in the world, does things a little differently. And I began by asking Jochen about the club's brand and how they distinguish themselves in the market.
Well, it's a good first question. Normally, it's not an easy way for us to perform in the area, geographic area, next door, living to Düsseldorf, to Dortmund, to Schalke, to Cologne, to Mönchengladbach, and our city. It's not a big city. I think we have 130,000 people are living here in Leverkusen. But our history, it's a successful sports story. Our performance in the international soccer history is more than 15 years. We are playing international cups. We are playing the last, I think, 6 years in the Champions League, 4 ways in a row, and we after Bayern Munich, the most successful club in Europe as a German club, as a German Bundesliga, so number two in the ranking, first is Bayern Munich for sure, and then not Dortmund, not Schalke, not Gladbach, not Wolfsburg, Bayer Leverkusen. I think this is one of our brand assets, focused on international sports success with famous, young and now famous and good talents and good soccer players, international soccer players. You know, Toni Kroos and other Ballack and other players, Lucio. So I think we have to work with these items on our international way to get the hearts from our supporters. In Germany, it's not easy to get more supporters, more fans, more partners, more sponsors. It's a hard way. It's a hard way of selling. It's a hard way of brand building because of the mentality of our city and the mentality maybe of our club. We play Doppelpass with our mother agency, Bayer AG. I think this is a big global company all over the world, knowing that the Aspirin company with a big brand, big history, a perfect performance. And in all of the territories or targets, international targets, I think we can use the Bayer logo and we can use the name.
Synergies.
Okay, yeah.
And I think this is one of our strategies. And we are known there at the Aspirin company, the soccer club of the Aspirin company. And maybe it's easier for us to go this way for brand building and international brand building. in Asia, in the US market, in Mexico.
It's not long into the conversation before the word tradition comes up. And quite understandably, it's a word that has dogged this club for quite some time. Despite being over 100 years old, Leverkusen fans are still taunted with the idea of not being a traditional German Bundesliga club because they were formed from a parent company. I ask Jochen about this in terms of marketing and how that affects how he treats the branding of the club.
Yeah, it's a good topic and it's a good aspect of view, but it is like it is.
Mm.
We are a 100% daughter from this mother company, and I think it's authentical to play this card and to say everybody and to feel as a part of this company. Yeah, Werkself. Mm-hmm. Yeah? The naming, the brand naming. It's. I think it was the right way for years to decide that this is part of our. Of our key visual and of our mission statement, that we are very proud to be a part of this company. And I think if we choose another way, it's not authentical, and we are lying. We have to lie, and we have to talk about things that we not are. And tradition is a big word.
Yeah.
It's a big word. And I don't know, after working for 15 years in this business, what really means tradition. If tradition means how long exists your club. So I think more than 100 years, yeah. We are a tradition club. If it means how many supporters our club has, and how many fans, and how many digital fans we have, so I think we are in every topic one of the best four, best five, best three maybe. So maybe you can say we are a traditional club,
mm-hmm.
but I know what the people are thinking about and feeling about that only St. Pauli or I don't know his clubs with this. But this special tradition and history are only real clubs.
Hmm.
I think we are living in 2016, so in the next years, looking to Salzburg, to Leipzig, Red Bull Leipzig. I think it will change in the next 10, 20 years. Hmm. Nobody is talking about Leipzig. It's difficult. For us, we have a clear process with brand building,
mm-hmm.
and a clear communication process. So we are part of this company, and it's our history. And I think this history, this successful history, will be our future.
And that must be different when you go to the US or Asia. You know, they don't care about, you know, like you said, tags like traditional. It's you are just another, not just that you are a Bundesliga club. So that must be quite refreshing when you go to the US and you get to brand yourself like that, perhaps.
As for me, in every country and in every part of my business life, I think people should decide if they love our work and what we do, or they hate us. So if we have good players and we play successful soccer, yeah, and they love what our players and how our players are playing soccer and the kind of playing soccer, yeah, very pushy and very strong and to look for a lot of goals. So I think this is one of the real basic of argument of our argumentation.
Sure.
And as you say, I think the people in Asia or in the US or the Latinos, they like the emotional of the characters from our team, of Chicharito and of Bender and Kiesling, every different people but guys. But I think they love us or they hate us, and not if we are from a mother company 20% or 100%, or if our founder is a billionaire or a millionaire, or I don't know.
You, Leverkusen, went to the United States last summer. You're going this summer as well?
Yes. No, not summer.
Winter. Poland's winter.
Yes, for the third time.
As from a marketing point of view, how useful is that to Leverkusen?
For us, we decide that one of the most important target countries will be the US market, with additional Mexico and maybe Chile, you know, because of our players Arangues and Chicharito. And if you go only for one time, I think it's more than hard work to make a print and to leave a footstep in this country. But for the third time, you can see the development. Last year, it was a big success. We got more digital fans, a lot of digital fans. We have a big response in the classic media and in the digital media in Germany and all over Europe. We sold a lot of jerseys last year than for 2 years, maybe 5,000 jerseys. This is correlating to Chicharito. Absolutely right. And I think we were working on it to think about the time when Chicharito is gone, leave this club. But then we hope that we have done such a good work to be in the heart from a lot of people, and they didn't forget us. So they say, oh, okay, Chicharito doesn't play in this club, but they make a good job in digital, they make a good job in emotional content, and the kind they care about us fans all over the world. This is very nice, and we love it, and we follow them.
So you've noticed an increase in fans and attention with every time you move, you go to the US then?
Yes.
So it's going up, yeah?
Yeah, it's have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have to stop, we have to go to Scotland or I don't know.
Not many fans there.
It's a joke, but...
Yeah.
You know that the first and the most important thing, the first point, and the reason why we go to the US or to such place or each place of the world is that we have a perfect training camp for the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the aspect of a good preparation.
Okay.
Yeah, for the last half of the season. This is the main topic.
Okay.
Yeah? So and then you can compare. Yeah, and you can combine to make marketing efforts and sponsoring efforts and to brand your to get a more brand awareness in the US market. But first sport and then the other things.
Leverkusen have always had a history of signing players from South America or Latino players, but Javier Hernandez seems to have had a huge impact on the attention the Leverkusen... I mean, how would you describe the attention that the club has had since he joined Leverkusen?
Yeah, it's luck. Again, the first reason Chicharito plays in Leverkusen is that we expected he can help us. And he's one... important part of the team and help us to be to get sporting efforts and this is the first reason, and then he's a door opener in this market and such a big he's so many supporters and recognition and in all these countries, so it's nice. It's nice to have him here, and we are we use this and we are working on this, and we want to conservate this. But first, it's the sporting the point of sport.
So can we expect any tours of Mexico then for Leverkusen in the future?
It's difficult to say, but everybody from our club has the hope and that maybe some companies from the US market or from the Latin American market will come to Europe and will remember that there's a club from Chicharito is called Bayer 04 Leverkusen, and if this will be fixed in 2, 3, 4 years, step after step. So we are in this market, and everybody should know, oh, there is a German club, not always Bayern Munich, it's Bayer 04, with Chicharito or with other players. They have been a lot of times in Orlando playing the Florida Cup, and so it's like a puzzle. And then maybe our awareness grown up, and maybe some enterprises, companies from this market will remember, and maybe we can build up a partnership to these companies and get more fans who are buying our jerseys and other merchandising products.
Going back to the US market, which is obviously very key to Bayer and many German clubs, it's a market, or it's a country which seems quite obsessed with English football, the English Premier League. How does a German football club break into a market that already has so much love for English football? How do you distinguish yourself from Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United?
I think they are they're 10 years in front of German development in this international areas. I think we have to play a successful soccer in the European competitions, Champions League, and to win Champions League, not only one time, second times, and not only by Munich and other clubs. I think the success in soccer is the most driver. It's a pusher.
Yeah.
Push everything.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And I think it takes time. It takes time. The Premier League is it's a good example. It's a good showcase for every country maybe. But if you are looking to China and to the development of Bayern Munich, I think they do an excellent job.
Yeah. And that's an example that Leverkusen hope to follow then?
We have to follow them.
Yeah,
we have to follow. It's our way.
Mm.
Yeah, we do it like we want to do it. But I think in some, Bayern Munich is the door opener. I think it's a locomotive.
Yeah.
Yeah, who goes the first step, and then the other clubs follow. And every club on his own way. But Bayern Munich is the first mover in this areas and shows up the way and the possibilities.
It's interesting.
It's another level, but we have to struggle to be as successful as Bayern Munich, and I think it's okay.
Well, thousands of clubs around the world, I guess, are thinking, not just German. It's interesting that you mention how important it is for clubs like Leverkusen to be in the Champions League, because I think one of the most popular things about Leverkusen in the UK or the US is the final against Real Madrid.
Mm.
It's obviously remembered for Zinedine Zidane's volley, but it's something Leverkusen is just stuck in the memory for British football fans. If the first thing is success on the football pitch, how do Leverkusen compete with the likes of, not forget Bayern Munich, but even just like Dortmund or Schalke, or even perhaps Gladbach, who technically might have bigger fan support or even bigger stadiums? How does Leverkusen compete on the pitch, and I guess in terms of marketing as well, with clubs that might be conceived as bigger clubs?
I think it's again not an easy question, because all these clubs are playing soccer every week again other clubs, so it's 11 to 11, but upside this and between the lines, and you try to build your brand and to build your profile, to get your own club profile, and for what are you standing for? What are the arguments that people should love your club and not the other one? I think it's not easy for every club. Okay, it's easy for maybe Bayern Munich, but for the other clubs, they are part of a big region. As Schalke, it's like a religion. Yeah, it's a typical mentality of these people who are living in Gelsenkirchen, in Schalke. And for us, I think we are. It's a club from with a high level in service. I mean, high level in caring about our supporters. We have an infrastructure who is one of the best in European standards. Yeah? And we have a big technology all over the. Using tools if you're a fan or if you're a visitor from our matches, how we care about you, what's everything you can use here in this arena, in this Bayer arena. But again, the people know that we have a perfect performance or good performance, high level performance in our scouting. Yeah, my colleagues have such a good eye and traveling all over the world. Yeah, to find the big talents. Yeah, to bring it to Leverkusen and then they bring it to the international market, and this is I think then an asset for not for 1 and 2 years. It's not luck. It's about the last 20 years.
Sure.
Yeah, this is what a Bayer Leverkusen standing for. High professional club, high standards, high level performance in these areas. But I think the emotional feeling of winning, of being since years the one of the top four clubs in the Bundesliga. This we have to tell everybody. I think we have a lot of good things, and we have to tell it more people outside this area and to say, okay, this is what you can find in Leverkusen when you are a fan from Leverkusen. And you know, it's not so easy. You cannot answer in 3-4 sentences. It's a process of 20-30 years. I think some things would be easier to handle and more if we win cups or one cup, you know. If Chicharito make the winning goal in the final of the EuroLeague or in the DFB Pokal, in the cup, in German Cup, I think this is from the emotion side, from the feeling, from the market side, the emotional market, from the emotionality, the best you can have for us, you know, for us, because then I think you are on a level, okay, you can do it for more than 15 years as the number two, but they shall know Leverkusen can also be the number one.
You've previously worked at Stuttgart and Hoffenheim, and ice hockey for a short time. How different is it marketing for Hoffenheim or Stuttgart as it is for Leverkusen? Is it different?
It depends on the thing, on the level of arguments. Or normally, it's in every club the same. Emotion, emotion, emotion. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to cry and to laugh at his club. And so I think we. In Stuttgart, you have to do the same like here in Leverkusen or in Hoffenheim. I think the big difference is the mentality of the people in this city or in the others. Stuttgart, you know, it's Baden-Württemberg, Schwäbisch. It's a kind of more critical and more close to the market and if you want money from this for sponsorships, oh, they make they shut mm-hmm. the door and go okay. on. No? So I think it depends, but at least finally, it's always the same. Yeah, you have to fight for the hearts of the people every day and every second, every match, and only if you, I think if you give these people 90 minutes entertainment, authentical entertainment, so that they have the feeling, okay, I pay for my ticket and I get a lot of fun and a lot of good feeling and I'm proud. So this is our work 24 hours in every club. I think it's always the same.
And that must be a very Bundesliga German thing, because if there's one thing the Bundesliga undoubtedly has over the Premier League, it's the atmosphere and the way the clubs have this relationship with the fans. Would you agree with that? That there's more, like you say, the emotion. There's perhaps more emotion
here in Germany.
Yeah, than there is perhaps at not Old Trafford, but you know, Stamford Bridge or some English clubs.
If you compare to Dortmund or to Schalke or Hamburg Bremen, I don't think that it's another thing like Stamford Bridge or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I think it's the same. Again, it's other mentality.
Yeah.
Huh? Other mentality. Normally the players, I think the contact from the players, they are not so close to their fans in England during the week as our players. I know people who are playing for Arsenal London, my cousin Jens Lehmann.
Yeah,
he plays there and I visit him a lot of times, and I go to the training camp from Arsenal. It's outside from London, so it's a forest and then it's closed. Yeah, there's no fan during the week, and he told me from Monday to match day I'm alone, there's no fan and I don't have to give autographs and something and answer question. So on match day I go on the pitch and say hello and then I go back. There is no contact. I don't know if it's the same in other English clubs, in Premier League clubs, but I think it's in Germany everybody wants to touch the players, to talk to them personal, to visit the training days from Monday to Saturday. So it's I think it's a kind of a question of mentality for me.
And that was that. I'd like to thank Jochen and Bayer Leverkusen for taking the time out to speak to the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. If this is your first time listening to the Tribune podcast, I can only urge you to take a look at our back catalogue. This is episode 8, and there were 7 before it, which we think are just as good and interesting. And if you do like what you hear, please, please do jump on iTunes, give us a like, give us a rating, and please do remember to share. You can get in touch with us on social media. On Twitter, we are at the Tribune Podcast, and on Facebook, we're also at the Tribune Podcast, where you can always get in touch if you would like. And until next time, goodbye.